When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmondson.
This week is another Taggy special. As you know, we are pivoting during the strike. We end up getting pretty deep and having such a nice talk, and I can't wait for you all to listen. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Maggie.
I love this. What is this, linen? The blue linen? I love it.
We went on a little shopping spree. Yeah, we'll say it's not linen. We'll say it's linen.
Okay, it's really good. And the hair is a little loose. It's got like a woof going on, and I love it.
It went a little crazy today. We actually didn't use enough product, I think.
I love it.
It went a little nuts, so.
I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the reassurance, my friend. This is why I come here every day. I mean, every week.
Yes.
But it's not like you don't know that.
No, I've got you. I've got you covered on the compliments.
You always do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're looking particularly fantastic, too.
God, really?
What, 2 weeks and 43?
Yes. I actually have a giant, one of the reasons I was running late, is I have a giant zit. And I was like, oh, I should probably cover that for the podcast. And then part of me was like, why? Well, no, I probably should. So
just grow a beard.
That's why I was like, I need like a few extra minutes. Because the last minute I was like, this isn't pretty.
Okay, well, even after pointing it out, I don't see anything.
Ah, that's good lighting. Good lighting and makeup retouching. Anyway,
oh, the foundation's pretty good too.
Yeah.
So,
I thought you meant the makeup foundation. I was like, it is. It's very good. It's called Neo Nude by Giorgio Armani, and it's wonderful.
No, you know which foundation I meant. You know I meant the foundation that the pimple is on.
No, now I do. Now I do. But anyway, it's really funny because one of our podcast ads is this company called Apostrophe, and I was reading the ad the other day. And it was almost like I manifested the little acne breakout that I talk about because it's an acne company. And I was like, Apostrophe, hey. Anyway.
Okay. Then we need to get sponsored by a company that counts money for us.
Yes. Yeah. Money counters.
Like one of those money counting machines you see in all the gangster movies.
Mm-hmm.
The bookies are bringing in just the stacks of cash.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's going to be our move. Hi, Tim. I'm so happy to see you.
It's so nice to see you too, my friend.
Especially, I miss you too.
I've been enjoying our marathon voice text.
Oh, we have. Lately. We've really been at it. We have really been at it with the, I love it. I love all the updates. You know what's nice? I feel like in a way, like we keep this kind of real time check-in. Like I do, I feel like we know our play-by-plays pretty well at this point. And like, I love that. And especially lately, I feel like there's been a lot. I feel like we've both had a lot to share and a lot that's been going on. And so our voice notes used to be like, hi, Tim. Hi, Maggie. And then maybe like a hoi, doi, doi, doi. And then now it's turned into like, I'll look down and it's like, wow, I've been talking for 8 minutes.
No, when I see one for me, that's like, it's 4 minutes. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot going on. I need to stop and check this now.
Yes.
I need to stop what I'm doing and check in.
But you're a master text novel writer. Like, you're really good at it. Like, that's where I don't know if it's my eyes just get tired or like, I feel like I'm driving a lot. And I'm like, I want to respond to Tim. Oh, I can just leave a voice note while I drive. So much easier than texting.
Mind you, I'm texting with one thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've got an actual written text from you in months.
In a while. Little ones.
But even if it's like a 40-second voice note.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. Yeah. I love a voice note, but you're good. Good with that one thumb. Like, well, holy hell.
Maggie, what it is I've got so many, I'm just like dying to tell you stuff. So then I just get it out.
Tim.
And I'm still, Maggie.
We had quite an experience in LA over the last week that we.
I think it was all still post-birthday extravaganza events for you.
Earth-shattering, might we say? Earth-shaking? One of the things we both connected on after I left you that voice note. So we have, obviously, you all know we're pivoting at the moment from talking about that show to honor and be in solidarity.
Good to that right there.
That, oh, there it is. Yoo-hoo! Exactly.
I'm pointing to my picket strength, psych strength.
Mm-hmm.
Strike sign, everyone.
I'm going out Monday, going out Tuesday. Out. Next week is picket week. And it's interesting because we connected over a kind of an interesting thing that happened in LA that was kind of rare. And then I think also like all of the feelings that it kind of, you know, re-triggered for us in a lot of ways. But we had like this kind of hurricane watch. Like we learned that LA was going to be in the line of Hurricane Hillary last Sunday and Monday. And I feel like there was this, there were like two camps of people. There were the people that were like, it's a storm, cool. And then there were the other people that were like, we need to stock up. We need to like the grocery stores were crazy again. Like there was just a moment. Yeah.
Those people saying we need to stock up are, I think, a lot of people from the East Coast who've been through hurricanes before who are like, no, y'all don't. It's potentially no joke.
Mm. That's the word, potentially. So there's like an unknown, right? Because it's Mother Nature and we don't know. They can predict certain things, but then we don't actually know. And it was interesting because for me, it was like, I'm gonna get a few things because I'm not stupid. I got my radio out. I got my like battery-powered, solar-powered radio out. And I got my, you know, I got some water and I got like the basic things to have in because I didn't want to be caught like I think a lot of us were a few years ago with the something like when the pandemic began of like not taking it seriously enough. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to be in the camp that's like better safe than sorry, but I'm not going to get too hysterical about it.
What no, did Max, I don't know if you know this about me, but I was at one time in my life a Boy Scout.
Oh, Tim. I'm well aware. In fact, you don't even have to tell me that. I could have just been like, oh, for sure, Tim was a Boy Scout. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Helping all the ladies across the road.
Yeah. Yes.
And of course, you may or may not know this. Do you know what the Boy Scout motto is?
No.
Be prepared.
I mean.
Which I think may also be the Girl Scout motto.
I love that. I wasn't a Girl Scout, but I be prepared.
So that's always, and I'm realizing these events were hurling towards us, spinning towards us.
Yes,
realized
literally.
I am woefully as unprepared as I would like to be. You know, God forbid, a big quake.
Oh, let's like now let's get into that. Cause like the storm was no joke, but the earthquake that happened during the storm for me was like, that was a moment. I was like, go on.
So before the rains started, I suggested to Allison that she go to the store and like get some batteries. And mm-hmm. She called, text was like, there's no batteries. There's no toilet paper. There's no D batteries.
Yep.
So I went to our camping gear and like grabbed the lantern we have and started scrounging for whatever, experimenting to see like, oh, here's a D battery. Let's see if this one works. Luckily found, here's the crazy thing. So we've talked about my dad a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So a few years ago, I took possession of my dad's old desk, which is this massive oak desk that when he passed us, like I said, the one thing I want your desk because I was so used to seeing him at this desk because he worked out of the house. So my brother brought the desk down. I started put it in my office, started unpacking it, chock full of just nonsense stuff that old men leave in their desks. Like just so many, just I can't even go into it. But one of the things I found was a pack of D batteries.
Ha!
So and I, as I'm scrunching, but wait a second, I think there's a pack in that desk. So I went out to the office, found the batteries, brought them in. Sure enough, they're still working. So all my flashlights and lanterns were ready to go. Thanks to my dad from beyond the grave, still helping me be prepared.
Oh my gosh. I love that story. That was like your dad being like, I got you. I love that. Yeah.
So I text my sisters that story. They're all like, are you prepared? I'm like, I'm prepared now because of dad. Thanks.
That's a great story. Isn't that fun? My mom was similar that day. She must have texted me. I mean, not in like finding supplies, but, but you know, in Kentucky, you don't mess around. We get tornadoes, you get severe thunderstorms, you get like, you know, so you don't mess again. Like the storm warnings are a thing. We just don't get them here in Los Angeles. So it was like a new experience. But I think it's also like anytime, at least, you know, my friends like Rebecca and Brooke and, you know, we were all texting just because there's a thing now that I think we all have that in the past, you know, the worst case scenario situation, it just always felt a little bit like, well, it's not going to be that. It won't turn into that. It won't be, you know, And I think because of COVID, you know, rolling out as it did, like it now there is this right. feeling that we all have of like, but it could be.
Cut to people going out in the woods and collecting leaves of trees to use for toilet paper.
I mean, did you do that? Because I would have.
I didn't, but as a Boy Scout, I would have known how to.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Exactly. So I think it's just an interesting like idea because there's this, okay, it's a storm or okay, like how bad can it get or how, you know, and we've seen the trajectory of the storm and like how the winds are going to be, but there's just this now this like underlying doubt that is always there about like what the worst case scenario, could the worst case scenario happen? And it's weird because I ended up loving the storm day. Like it was such, I like made bread, I told you. It was just like kind of a cozy chill. Like it's, we don't get those a lot in LA, you know, those days.
I think I sent you a picture of Mabel tucked into me on the couch.
Yes, it was so cute. Like that's just, I feel like almost, it was almost this like treat of like something we don't get that often in LA unless it's winter and like this last year was like the rainy season or whatever. But like for us, it's the sun's always out. So there's always this feeling too of like, I need to be out in it. I need to be, there's almost guilt around it. At least where I grew up, growing up the way I grew up, there was this feeling of like, if it was a nice day, you better get out and play because the weather's right, going to turn to shit soon. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, I grew up in Seattle. So same thing. It's like you best be out in it.
Right. So to have the excuse to kind of stay in and be cozy until about, what time was it?
3 something.
I was about to say 3 o'clock. Yeah. 3 o'clock. I had my bread mixer going, like my big, I have a big KitchenAid mixer and like it was like doing the dough and I had it on high. And so for a second,
it was doing the dough. You mean it was kneading the dough?
It was kneading the dough. It was mixing the dough was being made and the dough hook was in there.
I love that you, the celiac, was making bread.
Oh, yeah. A really good GF bread. And so I thought at first I heard two popping sounds that I thought were like, I was like either something exploded outside or like it almost sounded like something like in the microwave or something. There was just like a pop and then there was another pop. And I thought that my mixer was off balance. Because I started to feel this like weird shake like this. And I was like, oh, let me turn the mixer off. That dough is getting way too unruly. And then I was like, oh shit, my whole apartment is moving. Like moving. Like it swayed because my building is on rollers. Like it's a new.
And you're on a much higher floor now too, right?
Yeah. So you feel it even, you feel it the most. So I was doing, it felt like I was on a dock that was in like choppy waters, like walking out to a boat where you like, I couldn't even, once I realized what was happening and how intense the earthquake was, I was like, oh, I couldn't tell if I was more paralyzed in fear or I literally just felt like because my building was doing this and my floor was doing this, like I wasn't safe to walk, but I literally just froze and it didn't stop for almost a minute. Just because of the roller situation of the building. So I learned this all about the engineering of it later, but holy effing, whew, it was a lot. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I have spent a lot of time talking about times where I have felt uncertain in life or if I was on the right path or if I had any idea what I was doing whatsoever. And I think sometimes I get really, really down on myself. I can get really frustrated because I feel like I should know. But I think one of the things that therapy has been helpful with is kind of knowing that, you know, sometimes you got to take that risk or that leap. And if it doesn't work out, you can course correct. It doesn't always have to be perfect. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. So whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. This is where I think therapy can be really helpful. Because I feel like it can actually help you get to know yourself in the best way so that you know what you need to do to, as they say, practice it. Because that's where it kind of gets like ingrained, right? It becomes almost a habit. Anyway, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pineapple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pineapple. BO comes from bacteria all over the body. So why do deodorants stop at your pits? That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi, the world's best whole body deodorant. Its acidified formula is clinically proven to control odor-causing bacteria everywhere, pits, privates, and beyond, for a whopping 72 hours. That's so long. As an OBGYN, Lumi's founder, Dr. Shannon Klingman, met thousands of women concerned with odor below the belt. She discovered it wasn't the vagina to blame, but bacteria on the skin. So she created Lumi, a pH-optimized aluminum-free deodorant that actually works. And it works everywhere, with over 150,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Whole body deodorant, the first of its kind, Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated, clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. It's like a pre-odorant. Aluminum-free, paraben-free, and pH balance for safe use below the belt. Lumi is great. There's a solid deodorant, there's a cream deodorant, bars of soap, deodorant wipes. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code PINEAPPLE5 at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code PINEAPPLE5. How was your experience? Did you feel it?
Full disclosure, I was still in bed. It was a rainy day. It's not like I was going outside. So I was taking a super loungy day, still having coffee in bed. And I literally thought Mabel had hopped into the bed and was scratching her ear really hard.
Exactly.
So it was not super severe. It was just like a little bit of wah, 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 wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
And then she came running in the room and hopped on bed. I was like, oh, okay, so that wasn't Mabel on the bed. That was.
Oh.
And then look up and the chandeliers over our bed is swaying a little bit.
Yeah. Do you ever have in those moments a little bit of like, I did. I really did this time. I did have just a quick moment of like, here's something interesting that also happened. My mom reached out. My mom in Kentucky reached out before my building stopped swaying and said, wow. Did you all just have an earthquake? And I'm like, we're still having an earthquake. How did you know? I was like, are you on some quake watch thing? Yeah.
But did she say you all or did she say y'all?
Y'all. Are y'all having an earthquake? She said, are y'all having an earthquake out there right now? That's not how my mom talks. I'm sorry, Mom. You don't talk like
you,
that.
But you best get under a doorway.
Yeah, get under a doorway right now. That's just
what I think I had friends text me and said, get to the storm cellar.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, hang on. First, I got to grab the chickens.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, it was wild. I felt like the experience was wild. And then you and I connected about it after. And you were like, oh, that's really interesting. Just this idea that like things that I feel like, so something has changed in all of our brains over the last few years, I think, since the pandemic of these, that idea of like, oh, it'll never get that bad or it could. And that's reality now. Anyway, so that was my, and then I had this moment of like people I was like thinking about and I had like a, just like a big wave of like gratitude. And I think I told you that where I was just like, oh,
you did, yeah.
Yeah. And I told you after, did I send you a note then? Or was it after the fact where I was just,
I think it was after the fact. It felt like it was,
after I'd calmed down and processed a little bit.
I think I felt like it was a little, maybe like after a glass or two of wine to probably come down off of the earthquake
energy
scare.
Yeah. And I was just I'm so grateful for you, Tim. These things make us think about all the things we're grateful for. And I just am grateful for you. Yeah, it was definitely after some wine. But I meant every word.
It was very introspective, Maggie.
It was. But I think those things make us think about. Anyway, I don't know. Do you have anything else?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
One of my first thoughts was, are you okay in that building? And that must have been really scary for you up at that height.
It was no joke. It was one of the craziest things I've ever felt, for sure. It was definitely the biggest earthquake I've experienced here. Yeah.
I mean, now that we have gone through what we've gone through with the pandemic, and I feel like everybody's a little bit, the word you used was triggered, but easily triggered. Like, we're all waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Always.
Like, as you said, like, the worst case scenario.
Like, living on the edge all the time. Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting...
Yeah, like... It's almost like a growing up in the Cold War mentality.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what's next. You don't know what's around the corner. And yeah, which is, a good lesson, I guess, around staying present and just being living. Well, we'll get to that because one of the things we share a thing, I think, that keeps us both very present and having fun in the in-betweens because we don't know anything. Oh, God, this got deep.
Well, it is still the psychologists are in.
Thank you. It is.
And even if we're not talking about a specific show, mm-hmm. we still are who we are at heart.
Yeah. We still are who we are.
And we're still taggy, having our...
Our taggy time?
Our regular Magathy conversations, as Dula Hill called us at one point.
The what? Magathy?
Magathy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Magathy.
We also were talking, though, the other day about something that I was like, oh, yeah, we share this, too, about, like, this thing of being present and, one of the things that I think we are so similar about, Tim, is our love of horses and how we both,
yes.
I think, have experienced. You were talking about your friend, right? Who was horseback riding?
Took my friend Maury Sterling, who I just saw on the picket line at Disney the other day. And we were chatting, and I was telling you, Maury, like me, has spent a lot of time in dude ranches. Mm-hmm. Him more so than me, but and he's really into riding, and is actually. Takes pretty hardcore lessons. And we were just talking about life and just life in general and how things are going. And he came up with the best phrase I think I've ever heard that sort of really just encompasses all of it. We're going to have to bleep one of these words out.
Okay, maybe.
But it's, so you're going to quit the horse or you're going to be cool?
Right.
Meaning if you're on a horse and you're not cool, then you are fucking up the horse.
100%.
Because that horse will feel every bit of weird energy you have and then it will reflect in your ride and how calm that animal is, which is life in general.
100%. It's like it's why equine therapy is like a real, real, real thing, because I feel like horses kind of force you to get into a place that is hard for us to get into that easily, that quickly or whatever. But the second you're on a horse, you're sharing that, like there, as you said, they feel everything. Like when I'm riding, If my feet are like not even in the stirrups, if anything's the tiniest bit off, like he will literally stop. If I like my foot slips, right. He'll like stop and be like, something's wrong. Cause I'll get nervous or I'll panic or whatever. So you're forced to have this like complete, total, utter presence because that horse will not trust you. And you want your horse to trust you.
Yeah, you got to be cool. You got to be cool with the horse.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, you're too tight on the reins. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Here's a great example. If you're too tight on the reins, that horse isn't going to go anywhere.
Right.
If you're too tight in life, you're not going to go anywhere.
Oh, did y'all get that?
That's on only two cups of coffee, ladies and gentlemen.
The psychologists are really, really in today. We are going. We're going.
You know, we didn't ask the question, but I don't need to ask a question.
Oh,
Maggie, I think it's pretty obvious. We are both ready to podcast the shit out of this.
Clearly, we're both ready to podcast the shit out of this. Oh my God, I just looked down, Tim, and I saw your beautiful birthday gift. Should I hold it up for the camera?
Oh, that one. Oh, you're wearing it.
Yeah. Oh, I never take it off. I love it so much. It's so beautiful. Again,
all credit goes to Allison, of course.
Allison, thank you, Allison. We are. We are very good. We are good shopping buddies. We need to go shopping again. She needs a present.
I think that's what she wrote in your card was, where's my season 8 present?
Yeah, exactly. I loved those days with her where we'd go shopping and she'd get a present based on the season. Yeah.
Well, I know she would love to hang out with you again. So
yeah, we'll do that. But back to our love of, I think the point of like tying that into the hurricane was this idea of anything can happen at any moment. So why not like, you know, do our best to live our best and be present. And I feel like our, shared love of horses is such a way that for both of us, that's like your me time. That's like when you go to your dude ranch and you spend time with horses, or when you were doing that other show and you were on a horse all the time. And like, you're so like, you're one with the horses.
I wish I could be more so with the horses. I mean, I don't write anymore because of that thing that happened in my brain.
What thing?
I had a stroke, Maggie.
What?
Oh yeah. It was in all the papers.
I had no idea. I think I heard
it was almost 7 years ago. I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I still don't have a lot of feeling in my left leg.
Right.
So I don't always know. It's called proprioception. I don't always know where my foot is.
Mm.
So in the stirrup, if my foot's, and I wouldn't be able to sit really, I wouldn't be balanced in the saddle again anymore.
Right.
So
you'll get there. Mr. Walks 2 miles a day now.
Well, not.
I mean, sorry, 2 miles a week or whatever, but still.
I haven't done that far in a long time. I did 2.5 miles on my stroke anniversary last April.
Yeah.
I just did half. I did a little half a mile. Last week, I sent you the mileage.
Oh yeah, you did. That's right.
Listening to Kurt's episode.
Yeah.
But the ranch I go to, the owners are have become good friends and. They're like, dude, we will get you up on a horse if you really want. But I haven't taken them up on it because I know they would get me up on the horse. But mm-hmm. I just feel like it wouldn't. This is just a bigger overall thing I'm dealing with in my life. Of it wouldn't be the same because it'd be so. It would feel more like being a kid on a pony ride, and I wouldn't be riding at the same level I was. So it's like, I don't even know if I really want to even jump in those waters.
Have you ever, Tim, just like gone and sat with them though?
Yeah, so there's, I thought like I'll walk over. I can now walk around enough at this ranch. I can walk in the gravel and dirt well enough with this leg brace I use, and I'll go hang out by the corral and just be by them.
Yeah,
well, and they think I got horse cookies in my pocket, so they'll immediately come up and get right up next to me. So I can kind of pet them and hang out with them.
Well, that's like, you know, most of like equine therapy is actually not riding. In fact, it's kind of rare to ride, at least in the equine therapy experiences I've had. It's a lot of sort of being present and then open because, you know, a horse will come to you if you're present and open and, you know, and a horse will kind of move away from you if you're not. Yeah. So like you learn a lot just by literally being in their presence.
All right. Now you're making me emotional.
It's true.
No, you're absolutely right. And I need to do... See, here's a perfect example, Maggie. This is why you're such a good friend. You're bringing up a good thing in my head that I needed to hear. It's not always about being what it was. It's about where it is right now and how you can still benefit out of that.
And now I'm going to cry. When you think back to middle school health class, did hormone imbalance ever come up? Probably not. People consistently ask me, what are the most beneficial supplements for any number of issues? Well, now when it comes to hormone health, I've got an answer for them. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, podcast listeners. I have some issues around my cycle. You know, I've got the mood swings sometimes. Like, it's always a little bit unpredictable. Acne sometimes. But whatever the symptom, you know, you name it, I have gone through it. This next sponsor has made a legitimately huge difference in my life. This podcast is sponsored by MixHers. To put it simply, MixHers is a nutritional supplement that helps balance hormones from your first period to your first hot flash. MixHers will be there with you every step of the way. For women searching for PMS relief, MixHers created Her Time. Sounds like another podcast. It's the most enjoyable, effective, long-term solution on the market because the ingredients nourish the root cause of hormone imbalance and eliminate the need for additional costly PMS aids. Did you know that nutritional deficiency is the leading cause of hormone imbalance? That's why HerTime delivers the exact nutrients hormones need to calm down, do their job, and help you feel your best. Nutritional therapy only works when you nourish your body consistently over time. That's why Her Time is designed to be taken daily to give your body ideal internal health. Mixers is delicious too. It's so easy to stick to Mixers because of how good it actually tastes. In addition to balancing hormones, Mixers has a dozen products to support women's wellness. From pre and postnatal supplements to menopause support to a libido booster for sexual wellness, Mixers is an ideal supplement for every woman on earth. Like, where has this company been? I love it. And all Mixers products are produced with 100% natural ingredients. They don't use any artificial flavors, colors, or added preservatives. And my favorite, all the products are gluten-free. So you've heard the buzz about Mixers, but this is your sign to give it a try. Mixers is giving 15% off site-wide for the month of August for their birthday sale, but you can get an additional $5 off with code PINEAPPLE. That's mixers.com/pineapple. Use code PINEAPPLE for additional $5 off your first purchase. Are your subscriptions draining your wallet? You, the average person, has around 12 paid subscriptions. They might not even remember subscribing to half of those. If you have no idea just how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It's this great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money's going. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Most people think they're spending like $80 on their subscriptions, when in reality, the number is closer to 200. When you're signed up for so many things like streaming services you used to watch, you know, one show, or free trials for delivery that you don't actually use, it's just so easy to lose track of what you're paying for. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all of the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place. It recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they will even send you notifications when you have reached your spending limits. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/pineapple. That's rocketmoney.com/pineapple. rocketmoney.com/pineapple. You know, I remember the days of feeding our foster cats kibble, and that was before I upgraded my cat food game with Smalls. I've always been anti-kibble, and our foster cats have never been a fan of kibble, but I never really knew there were other options out there until I found Smalls. Imagine eating the same thing every day. Cats want variety in their diet just like we do, and that is where a podcast sponsor comes in. If you are a listener of this show, you know that our cats cannot live without Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. I feel like we had all these like fancy dog foods that came out, but I feel like there just aren't that many for cats. Have a picky cat? They have a 1-minute quiz to help you find the best plan for your cat. I feel better knowing we are feeding our foster cats real food and not burnt kibble. Let's take a quick trip into the minds of big pet companies. When it comes to big pet food, you do not want to see how the sausage is made. Think pink sludge getting extruded at extremely high temperatures. Yep. Other cat food is often full of carbs, grains, and other ingredients the cats either don't need or are straight up harmful. Smalls takes a different approach. It's cooked gently, just like food would be in your own kitchen, and they work with leading cat nutritionists to create recipes that are exactly what your little furball craves and needs. The difference that Smalls makes is real. After making the switch to Smalls, 78% of cat owners reported their cats had shinier and softer fur, and 90% reported overall health improvements. That's a huge deal. And you can adjust or cancel at any time. Easily skip shipments, switch up recipes, and add on goodies based on your cat's needs and preferences. Smalls is the food we give to our cats. So if you want to give it a try and ditch kibble forever, head to smalls.com/pineapple and use our promo code pineapple at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code pineapple for 50% off your first order. That's such a huge discount. You got to do it. One last time. Promo code pineapple, 50% off your order plus free shipping. Come to a lesson with me, and
I've actually wanted to ask you that for weeks.
It's so close to you, by the way, and we'll discuss. But like, yeah, you should just come. And there's like this little area. Like, look, I mean, even just a walk down the stalls and see all of the, like, they're all so beautiful and their personalities are so interesting. And there's so many horses just walking around. Yeah.
It's so funny you say that. I've actually wanted to ask you to come pick me up and give me a ride over that one time.
Yeah, no, you got to come. It's in, and also just to like sit with them. And there are a couple other places I know we'll discuss. Also, my trainer is now kind of expanding. Like she's training to do equine therapy as well. Like she does regular training and she works with kids, she works with adults, like whatever. And I love her so much. And the horses love her so much. She's just like this little angel, but she's working to get whatever that is, certification and equine therapy as well. So she's just great all around, whether you want to ride
or not. Sign me up. Mm-hmm. Sign me up and pick me up.
Yeah, we'll go. Which I have to still do my tack class, by the way. I haven't done my tack class yet.
You got to That's half the fun is the tack class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's like what I want to know, but they're not offered as often as the regular lessons. So, and they fill up like that because everybody wants to do it. But no, I need to still do my tack. Maybe you'll come to the tack class and you can watch me learn how to tack.
Hell yeah, I will.
It's beautiful. It's also just fun to be over there. You like leave LA for just a second.
I don't think I've been over to the Burmeister Equestrian Center in probably a decade. So, yes.
Oh, it's magical. It's so beautiful. It reminds me a lot of like the horse ranches in Kentucky. Like when you drive through Lexington and like you see, anyway. So, yeah. So even just driving in, it's such a happy place for me. And I know it is for you too. Like, but it's funny because you were telling me that story about Maury and I was like, oh God, it's just so true. Like, and truly some of the most powerful experiences. Oh my God, this is so funny. So I went to this one. Oh, this isn't the one I wrote myself. So this was from a place I went to in New Mexico.
That's amazing.
Equus. There it is. And that was one of the, in fact, probably the best equine therapy place I have ever been to.
And it was Sedona, right?
Sedona's was a little different. That was like one horse that just was my horse. And like, we just did a lot of like, it was a lot of like healing stuff, but I did get on that horse. Like we did ride a little, but this one I did in New Mexico was multiple rescue horses and the practice. It's like a 3 to 4 hour thing. And like where you start and where you end. Anyway, I could talk about it forever. I'm such a believer in it, whether you ride or not. Like it's,
I'm going to send myself my thumb, the effort of texting you as soon as we get off this podcast saying, will you please?
Yes.
Let me know. You're coming. I want to go and it'll be a great Maggie Tim day.
Yeah. And it's 10 minutes down the road and you can see how not great. You can see that I spend the majority of my time riding going like, you're such a good boy. Oh, I love you. Oh, this is great. Oh, why'd you stop? That's all I do. I just talk to him the whole time. And I love him so much.
I've been wanting to come hang out with you during your lessons and watch on your lessons.
It's going to be a party. I love that we've spent this entire this podcast talking about.
And now that I can wear my I've got somewhere to wear my new Stetson too.
Oh my god! Yes. Oh, and you'll see my cowboy boots. I wear my knee high cowboy boots. It's like a whole thing, and I have my little helmet because you got to wear a helmet for the thing. And then I take my guy bananas because he's got like a little chewing problem, so he can't have the carrots. So I bring him bananas so we can. And then I talk to him after. He's complicated. He's a complicated boy, but I love him.
like many of your friends.
Like many of my, like my whole, like me.
I'm seeing a hand up for myself, pointing at me.
Yeah, that's why we relate. There are a couple great ones. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited for this little outing. This will be very fun Maggie Tim Day.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, me too. I can't believe we haven't done this yet.
Speaking of in the moment. Can you see that?
Yeah. Talk
As
about
you
it.
Know,
yeah.
My youngest turned 19 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Nora.
Happy birthday, Nora. And one of her birthday presents was
getting a tattoo.
She's been wanting a tattoo for a long time. And as much as Allison resisted, we finally were like, okay, fine. And Lily has one. So at some point with parenting, as I'm sure many of your parents know, the more you resist, the more resistance you get. So finally we're like, okay, fine. And she found I think Allison still had her in her head, tattoo parlors were for bikers and sailors. So she found this, Nora found this tattoo parlor in Glendale. I gotta say, it's the cutest, girliest tattoo parlor you can imagine. It's a coffee shop. And so I sat there and had Americano and a muffin while she was getting tattooed. But the tattoo she chose was this. I'm holding up there. And it says, Memento Mori, which is a Latin phrase for basically, it translates to, remember that death is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
meaning so.
So be present. Meaning
to be in the moment and be present.
Mm-hmm.
And for Nora, like many of her generation who have trouble, especially girls having trouble worrying about what people think about them
mm-hmm.
and so much time in their head, we're like, okay, if that's the tattoo you want to get, yes, we sign off on that. So at least we got to approve what wedding she was getting. But I loved the message of that one.
It's really, really, really deep. I got to say, like I, when you sent that to me, I had the same question. I'm like, what does that mean? And because I love your girls so much, obviously. And I feel like Nora's in this like really kind of like blossoming place right now. And it's just like, oh, what a deep, beautiful thing to have imprinted on your body. Like just as a reminder, like, I think it's something. Anyway,
I was proud of her for that choice and just how important it is, which is not unlike my, the stroke tattoo I've been wanting to get for 7 years, which is a reminder of survival and perseverance and getting through and frankly, go ahead.
I was going to say incredibleness.
Oh, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to say that myself, but also we'll have the date of the event on it because many stroke survivors actually can't remember off the top of their head the date they had it.
Mm.
I mean, the number. So I'm always like, I have to count out the months on my finger, but and it's many of there's many other things incorporated too. And Lily, my oldest, is designing that one.
Oh, I love that. Oh, she's got her art. It's just incredible. Here's a fun fact. Do you know that I took Kurt Fuller's daughter to get her tattoo? I mean, this is 10 years ago.
I didn't know that.
I did. They asked me to go and I was like, do I tell them? Because that's why I was like, oh God, I'd give any. That's why I was like, tell Nora, I'll go with her if you don't want to. I was like, I'm like the bad aunt. That's like.
That's awesome.
It's like,
awesome. Also known as the fun aunt.
Well, I guess, but wait, yeah.
So Kurt and Jessica were not aware that this was happening? So
they knew similarly that she wanted a tattoo. And I was like, when Julia asked me, I was like, okay. And I said, do your parents know? And she basically was like, my parents know. They don't know when I'm going to do it. I'm 18 now and blah, 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 blah. So, and I was like, okay. And she said, I'm calling you because I know if I go with you, there'll be like at least some safety and something involved that, you know, probably, I can't believe I did this, that they'll be more okay with. And I was just
I get that.
Okay, then. And so she and her buddy went and got tattoos at the place where I went and got my Tristan tattoo a couple years before. I mean, it was a long time ago, actually, now. And yeah. Well,
you're a good friend to Julia uh-huh. And a good friend to Kurt and Jessica.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all so close, you know. And there was a time where it was like, you know, they've like gone to college and they're whatever. But there was like a time when occasionally, like Julia had her license and she would come to, like I lived on the east side, they were on the west side. And she was like, Charlotte and I have to do something on the east side, you know. And I think they just like wanted to be like, let's go to lunch. Let's do something. Let's whatever. So we had a couple of like lunches. And then when she told me about this tattoo, I was like, okay, I'll probably lose my friendship with Kurt and Jessica, but I also don't want Julia to go somewhere that like isn't like vetted and like, I don't know. And I already knew this place and I knew the people who worked there. So I was like, I feel good about it. And luckily it didn't ruin any friendships, but oof.
Of course not. No, you're a good friend. Luckily. So, I mean, I told Nora that morning, I was like, I want to go because I've never seen a tattoo done. I was like, and Alice was like, I know she wants both her parents there getting a tattoo. And
she gave me
permission to go. So, which actually it was a good thing that we were there because, when they put the first stencil on, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but the first artist wasn't great and wasn't communicative. So they put this, and so because it's a couple of words, the stencil went on, it was a little wavy and wonky. Right. So Nora sort of came to Allison, and Allison spoke up, and Allison is such a strong woman, and the girls always get a little freaked out because they think she's being a Karen, where it's like trying to teach them. It's like, no, there's a difference between being a Karen and speaking up for yourself and being strong.
Yeah.
So Allison was able to speak to this woman, and then it wasn't a may I speak to your manager moment, but they ended up bringing in another tattoo artist came in who was amazing and did a beautiful job. I guess because it's a little more intricate little more difficult job because the placement on the wrist than we would have thought it was.
Yeah.
And this woman was great. In fact, I need to post her on my my Instagram soon. So she was so cool and really put Nora at ease. And
nice.
And it was a great lesson for Nora because at first Nora was like, she asked the first girl to do it twice. And then that girl wasn't super great and was like, you know, I'm not comfortable doing this for you.
Oh, interesting.
Like really kind of being a little shitty with her on her birthday.
Yeah, that's not nice.
So we were not having it. Neither Nora or Allison were having it. This other woman came in and was great, really calm, communicative the entire time about what's going on. And we're all really happy with the results.
I love it.
Lesson of speaking up for yourself.
Absolutely. And also having a good example of parents who will back you as well, I think. Because like, that's really hard to do. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people sometimes that are like, we don't want to cause a scene and we don't want to whatever. It's like, no, get what you want and stand up for yourself. It's good. But that's because she has, you know, parents who support her in doing that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, Allison's really been the one trying to teach her that as a strong woman about how to grow. I mean, she's 19. She's going off in the world. She's stretching her wings. Got a new amp for her new electric guitar yesterday.
Yeah, Nora's a badass. Let's just, an electric guitar. She got a tattoo. That's what I mean. I feel like she's just like blossoming. Lily's like this crazy artist. Like you all have powerful kids. Yeah.
Thank you. I do. I have always, when I had two daughters, my goal really was to grow two very strong, independent women.
Well done,
and
Dad.
I feel like we've done that.
Well done, Dad.
Thank you. They certainly hold our feet to the fire quite a bit.
Because they're strong. That's how you raise them. That's what they're supposed to do.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if we can end on a sweeter note than that.
I feel like I was patting myself a little too much on the back there. But I'm patting my daughters on the back for being amazing young women.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're patting yourself on the back enough. That's crazy. Well, thank you. That's like, yeah, you have amazing daughters. And like, there's so many good things, Tim. Let's go horseback, right? Let's go to the ranch.
I cannot wait.
Can't
Let's
either.
Go. I want to go this week.
All right, we'll go. I know. Okay. My horse trainer had been out for a little bit because she like hurt her leg. So, but I think she's back and we're going to go. Honestly, what did we cover? We covered hurricanes, horses, and tattoos. And I think the theme across the board was staying present and having fun, telling the people you love them. And so I love you, Tim.
And not f***ing up the horse. I love you too, Megan.
And not f***ing up the horse. Be cool.
Be cool on the horse.
Be cool on the horse. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod, and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free eps.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.